Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Rave reviews for the number one international bestseller, Spirituality in the 21st Century by Frank P. DeVersa. A terrific book to learn the meaning of life. Get answers to all your questions. If you're on a spiritual path, this is a must read. The book enhances the reader's knowledge of spirituality, life, and the world, detailing steps necessary to advance to the reader's spiritual understanding, leading up to enlightenment. It guides the reader through the growth process, providing key insights along the way, a down-to-earth approach for understanding the human spirit, the soul, and spiritual consciousness, packed with insight and inspiration. Frank was an agnostic for 20 years. Today, he has evolved past that state and now writes books and conducts interviews for the spiritual community on how to live and thrive in an increasingly materialistic world. Frank's departure from agnosticism began when he contracted a serious illness in 1997, which shifted his outlook, restored his faith, and transformed his way of being. A published author, Frank's third book, Spirituality in the 21st Century, was written for all those who yearn for meaning in their lives and a vision with which to achieve it. And Frank DeVersa, author of Spirituality in the 21st Century, is our special guest on This Week in America. Frank, a pleasure. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good to be with you, Rick.
Looking forward to this and learning something on the program today. I love that when I can learn something, and that's going to happen as it will as you're listening and reading the book. I briefly touched upon your background as a fascinating background. Give us a little more information on who you are, the background of the corporate world, being a writer. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get into heavily into the topic.
Okay. I was raised in the town of South Hempstead, New York. It was during my college years that I honed my writing skills. I earned my associate's degree in 1981 with honors. 2 years after earning my bachelor's degree in 1986, I moved to Houston, Texas. I worked 14 years in the corporate world before becoming a writer in 2007. I published my first web article on spirituality in 2008, and my first book, Young Adolf, An Alternate History, in 2011. I published my second book, Politics in America, A Guide to the Two-Party System, in 2012. I've been on a spiritual journey since contracting a serious illness in 1997, which inspired me to write my latest book, Spirituality in the 21st Century.
And the book is available basically wherever books are sold. I'll direct you to Amazon. And Frank has a website, frankdeversa.biz. And I'll spell that out. Deversa is D-A-V as in Victor, E-R-S-A.biz. And we'll have that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. So information on Frank and all of his books there as well. This accident was really a turning point in your life. Describe the illness.
I have a psychiatric condition known as schizoaffective disorder, in which my thoughts sometimes become distorted and my emotions become withdrawn. When that happens, I lose my ability to socialize, and the only thing I can do is isolate myself from others until it subsides. It is impossible for me to think clearly during such times. I take medication to keep it under control. I had signs something strange was happening a few days leading up to my 40th birthday, which is when I lost all control. I entered into a manic state and felt compelled to throw away a lot of my extraneous belongings. Eventually, the manic state gave way to a series of prolonged depressions in which my thoughts became distorted. I was hospitalized on numerous occasions during this time. I haven't had a full episode since 2009, although I've had several smaller ones since then that would go away after a few hours or so. You see, I was an agnostic for 20 years leading up to the outbreak, and I firmly believe this illness was God's way of putting me back into spiritual alignment. It was during a low point in my illness that I renewed my faith in God. As a result, I began to view spirituality and life in a more enlightened way, which in turn inspired me to write a book on the subject.
And the book is touching so many people, as all of your work has done, receiving rave reviews. We're talking about spirituality in the 21st century. Frank DeVersa, our guest on the program. I'll give you information where the book's available as we go through the conversation here. Despite the illness, you've been able to be out there and talking with people, answering questions, doing interviews, and writing books. You're a very gifted writer. How did writing begin for you?
I've always had a desire to express my thoughts effectively. I took a writing course in college to strengthen my skills. With the advent of email messaging in the early 90s, that desire crystallized even further. When I lost my corporate job, I came up with the idea for an article on spirituality. I worked diligently on that idea starting in 2007. It started as a two-paragraph piece, and then I added a third paragraph. I created a website which displayed the article to anyone and everyone who I could get to read it and provide me with feedback. I went through countless revisions. Eventually, I added a fourth closing paragraph. I continued soliciting feedback. Then in the summer of 2009, I started to take a bold leap and convert it into a book. It took me 2 years to come up with a rough draft and 14 years to produce the finished product you see today. During that time, the book was a work in progress, and it went through numerous revisions. It was first published in 2014, and the last publication date was earlier this year.
The book is Spirituality in the 21st Century. Frank DeVersa is the author and our guest on the program. This book really is, I think, unique. It answers a lot of questions. It's a presentation that will answer questions. How do you feel your book is different from others in this category?
The book cuts through religious dogma and presents the material in a straightforward, down-to-earth manner. It should be easy and enjoyable for anyone, any adult to read. In it, I talk about my life experiences and the world in general. I've been through a lot of adversity in my time, and I try to share the lessons I've learned along the way with my readers.
And that's what gives you credibility. You've got that relatability. We understand what Frank is talking about, what he's gone through, what has happened as he's come through all of that and able to reach out and help other people now. What themes or concepts would you like to highlight during the interview? You talk about so much in your books. What would you like to focus on during the conversation?
First, I contend there are five fundamental principles necessary for achieving spiritual enlightenment. Follow them closely along with the rest of the book, and you should not realize it in your lifetime. Second, there are five C's that make a relationship work. Adhere to them closely, and you'll see it grow. Third, there are three important lessons the Earth needs to learn in the 21st century. The planet needs support measures that actively address these lessons more fully.
In writing this book, is there anything that you would consider controversial in the book?
Actually, there's more than one. For example, I do not believe in the devil. I don't believe God will allow a being who thrives on stealing souls on a grand scale and leads people into temptation for all eternity to coexist in his kingdom. Instead, I view the devil metaphorically as the potential for bad deeds in each of us. I do, however, wholeheartedly believe in a place called hell. Once we reach adulthood, each of us is the sole arbiter of whether we end up there or in heaven.
Frank DeVersa is our guest on the program. That's D-A-V as in Victor, E-R-S-A. The book is Spirituality in the 21st Century. You will find it at Amazon.com, the usual places. Frank's website is frankdeversa.biz. Excellent information there, information on Frank, the books, and you can log on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Frank, if you would, share some of your thoughts about relationships from your book.
Many factors go into making a good relationship. Love, trust, dedication, sincerity, and romance, as well as what I call the five C's. One, compatibility, a strong personal interaction. Two, communication, the ability to discuss the positive and negative aspects of the relationship in a constructive manner. Three, compassion, an emotional bond towards the other person. Four, commitment, a dedication to the success of the relationship and 5, compromise, the ability to negotiate differences fairly and amicably. Romantically speaking, it's natural that the two people are the same at some point. There are going to be differences. But no two people are the same at some point. There are going to be differences. This is where good communication plays an important role. If you can successfully resolve disputes, the relationship has a limited future, no matter how beneficial the good attributes of this either partner are. Communication contributes towards building understanding and trust between the two parties, which combined with the other 4 C's helps build a distinct and healthy affection that can last a lifetime. If the bond love between the two parties is strong, the relationship can lead to marriage. But if your prospective partner isn't able to follow the 5 C's, then he or she may not be ready for a serious relationship. One thing you don't want to do is rush into marriage.
Frank DeVersa, our guest on the program, I'm just taking in all of that information, that wisdom that you share in your book, Spirituality in the 21st Century. If you would you share an excerpt from your book with our listeners, something you feel that would touch all of us?
Sure. It is taken from chapter 13. It is a bridge for succinctness. Of all the problems that exist in the world today, there is one so pervasive that it touches almost everyone in one way or another. It has been around since the dawn of humanity. Wars have been fought because of it. It is handed down from generation to generation. It manifests itself on both an individual and a societal level. This problem is intolerance. Intolerance is the unyielding adherence to one's opinions or prejudices, regardless of how damaging they may be. Tolerance, on the other hand, is the act of acceptance, the measure of a person's ability to effectively deal with difficulty. The question is, do we want to live life full of happiness or hostility? Our society is filled with intolerance against minorities, LGBT individuals, illegal immigrants, and others. For example, blacks have been disenfranchised and underprivileged throughout history, including the present. They are often unfairly targeted by law enforcement. Are we going to merely accept such practices or challenge them and become better citizens as a result? There is no room for complacency in this regard. We cannot rest on our laurels or take for granted the accomplishments made by previous generations. We conquered many forms of prejudice following the Civil War and the Civil Rights Movement, but our work is not done. Ultimately, we need to ask ourselves, does there need to be more or less tolerance in God's universe? The only rational, humane answer to that question is more.
So well said. Frank DeVersa, that's an excerpt from his book, Spirituality in the 21st Century. Frank, maybe one thing that you'd like to readers to learn, to take away from reading Spirituality in the 21st Century. What's a major takeaway you hope that we all come away with?
The book is designed to be inspirational. No matter what your circumstance, I want readers to know there is always a better way to proceed in life, so long as you put the necessary effort into finding it. I try to provide a vision of hope towards spirituality and life in general.
And you do that so well. The book is well done. I mentioned before, you know, Amazon, your website. Where can people learn more about you and all of your books?
They can visit my website. Just fill out my name, www.frankdeversa.biz. There they will find more information about my book along with links to purchases from Amazon.
And it's all there, and all of this wisdom, all of Frank's knowledge, his teaching ability, his writing ability is there for everybody to benefit from. And you can do that by going to Amazon and to Frank's website. And I'll give you that here in just a second if you're trying to get something to write it down. And of course, you'll find the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Frank, are you working on a new book now? I got a couple seconds here. I just wanted to see what you're working on now. Is there another book that you're working on?
No, I'm actually not working on another book at this moment.
Well, hopefully you will soon, and you'll be able to take some of the wisdom that Frank has and to implement it in your life. Right now, Spirituality in the 21st Century is Frank's latest book. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. Frank's website is frankdiversa.biz. If you're Googling, Diversa is D-A-V, as in Victor, E-R-S-A. frankdiversa.biz is his website. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to get information on Frank, and that will take you to his website and to his Amazon site as well. Frank, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for being with us today.
Great to be with you, Rick.
Thank you. Spirituality in the 21st Century, Frank Diversa, our guest. More information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.